Okay, cool. Today I'm going to talk about our recent project in smart contract security, namely Oyante making smart contracts smarter. This is the joint project with my team from NUS and Yale and US College. So we all know that programming securely is hard because, especially for complex program, because your system or your program may have multiple components, and the adversary or the attacker can choose to attack any component and to exploit your system. So that's why people say security can be no stronger than its weakest component. So programming secure smart contracts is even harder because of several reasons. So I myself view smart contracts as one-shot programs because you have only one chance to make it right. Once you deploy it, it's really hard, nearly impossible to change it if you find any flaw in the contract. And secondly, the execution model of the smart contract is a little bit different. It is executed by the consensus model running on the blockchain. And the third reason is that we use new language which are a little bit which are pretty much similar to the existing language. So often people make some assumption about the language which exists in JavaScript and Python but do not exist in Solidity and Serpent. So that's why we have seen a lot of problem in our smart contracts. For example, the DAO with the reentrancy bug, Ether dies with the gas problem, King of Ether Throne with the send instruction. So the question that we asked before we started our project is, are there other bugs that we don't know in our existing platform? And secondly, how many smart contracts are there are vulnerable? So surprisingly, the number of smart contracts is increasingly exponentially starting from 2015. So right now we have roughly 120,000 smart contracts, and we really want to quantify among these smart contracts how many of them are vulnerable. So there are several challenges. First of all, contract codes are not always available. This is what we see when we write the smart contracts, but what is eventually stored on the blockchain is a binary code which is compiled from the high-level code. And you can use some disassembler to to translate the binary code into the bytecode, but it's still really hard for you to make any sense of this. And secondly, we have so many smart contracts to analyze. And if we have someone really good who can read the bytecode, it still takes them several years to analyze all the 120,000 smart contracts. So what we contribute in this project is, first of all, we identify new smart contract bugs, namely transaction ordering dependence and timestamp dependence. I will talk about them shortly. Second, we introduce Oyante, the new an analyzer for smart contracts, which is based on symbolic execution. So Oyante can detect all the popular bugs, including the known and the new ones. So we run Oyante with almost 20,000 smart contracts, and we were able to flag roughly 9,000 of them as vulnerable. Okay, so what is transaction ordering dependence? So I will use a simple smart contract to illustrate this problem. So here we have the puzzle solver contract, which allows the owner to set up some puzzle, and anyone can and then he deposits some ether so that anyone can submit the solution for the puzzle to collect the reward. And if the owner see that the reward is a little bit low and the puzzle is so hard, so he can update the reward to attract more users. So now let's consider this scenario where some users submit a solution which include the send a transaction which include a solution to the contract. So some miners, they include the transaction in his block, and then the submit solution is triggered. the users receive the reward if his solution is correct. So this is totally fine. But let's consider this scenario where, you know, we have the owner send a different transaction at the same time to update the reward to zero. So now the miners can, you know, select a set of transactions in his block, and he can freely decide which transaction to include and which transaction to ignore, and which order between the transactions. So for some reasons, he includes the transaction which update the reward first, and then the submit solution transaction later. So now the update reward is executed first, and the balance is set to zero. And then the submit solution transaction is executed. Now, although the user submitted a correct solution, he still gets zero reward for his solution, which is kind of unfair. So the problem in this transaction ordering dependence bug is that, you know, the state that the user observes when he submits the transaction is different from the actual state of the smart contract when the transaction is executed. And this can be a, you know, coincidence, because, you know, two transactions can happen at the same time all the time, right? But it can be a malicious scenario, because, you know, if the owner saw the targeted transaction from the victim, which includes a correct solution for the puzzle, he can, you know, 1 second later send a different transaction to update the reward, and now the two transactions enter the race, and, you know, the owner has some non-zero probability of winning the race. So that's it for the transaction ordering dependence. Next thing is timestamp dependence. So we know that Ethereum allows the smart contract to access the block timestamp within the contract. And really, we have seen two main use cases of this timestamp. First, people use the timestamp as a random seed to generate their random number. And secondly, they use the timestamp to simulate the real time. And the problem with these two use cases is that, you know, the timestamp can be manipulated, and the miners, they can vary the block timestamp to the value which bias them. So they can totally bias out the output of the execution to their benefit, you know, either in both of the use cases. So in our papers, we propose the solution for both of the problems. So I think you can take a look at the paper if you're interested. Next, I will talk about Oyente, the analyzer for smart contracts. So here's a high-level architecture of Oyente, which is based on symbolic execution. So Oyente takes the bytecode as an input, and then based on the bytecode, we generate the control flow graph. And from the control flow graph, we pass it to the symbolic explorer, which will explore all the possible parts of the program. So for every part that we can explore, we forward it to the core analysis, which will detect whether the part of the program, detect whether the part has some, you know, some problem that we want to detect. And if there is, we will forward the result to the validator to validate whether the result is false positive. So a little bit more about symbolic execution. So this is our control flow graph. We will visit every single execution chase of the program. So given some input x, we will, you know, collect all the part condition, which essentially summarize all the execution characteristic of that part. And for example, we want to check this property, whether z is equal to x plus 2. We just, you know, merge all the condition together into one big symbolic formula. And the rest is just to ask whether there exists any instance of the input that satisfies this formula. So in order to answer this question, we send the formula to the theorem prover, which is C3 in Oyente. And this theorem prover, we say whether there exists such input or not. And if there is, it will generate an example for us. So what can Oyente do? Oyente can detect bugs in existing smart contracts, as I just described. And we run ONT with, you know, almost 20,000 smart contracts back in May 2016. And we were able to detect all the popular bugs back then. This is the number of bugs for each category. And second, ONT can be used to do here? The test generation because symbolic execution allows us to cover all the possible paths of each program. And we can, based on that path, we can generate one example input that drives the smart contract to that execution path. And ONT is open source. We just released it 2 days ago. You can go to that GitHub repo to you know, clone, to fork, and contribute to the project. There are a lot of future work that we can do to improve the you know, performance and functionality of the project. For example, we can support more opcodes. Right now, we just cover, you know, a large fraction of the EVM opcode, but not all of them. We can also handle the loops precisely, or we can combine, you know, static or dynamic symbolic execution to reduce the rate of false positive. So with that, I want to conclude my presentation. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Loi.